Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Let's turn to J.P. Morgan, because after almost a decade after the housing market collapsed around the country, the nation's largest banks are still dealing with the fallout, and that includes J.P. Morgan Chase, which is in court this week, defending against allegation that it stuffed two investment accounts with risky mortgage bonds. Two insurance companies are seeking more than $3 billion, claiming that bank mismanagement caused clients to lose money. A New York State judge is now hearing the case. With us to talk about this is Robert Hockett, a professor at Cornell University Law School. Bob, thanks for joining us. Can you just give us a little bit of the flavor of the allegations in this case?
Yeah, I mean, so there have been, of course, as you know, you can kind of divide, I think, most of the litigation that's occurred since the housing crash into sort of two families. One family of cases that have been brought against those involved in the securitization process itself, right? So the claim is that the mortgage loans were improvidently granted. There was inadequate information given to potential investors when particular loans were bundled together into particular mortgage-backed security issuances and the like. That's one family. The other family of cases that have been brought have been based on claims that there was sort of insufficient due diligence on the part of portfolio managers and other managers of investment pools when it came to selecting particular mortgage-backed securities in assembling the portfolios. This is one of those kinds of cases, and these have received a little bit less attention, maybe because it's kind of natural, I suppose, to sort of focus attention on the securitization process itself, on the sort of scandals that have plagued or that did plague the origination process. But these cases that have received a bit less attention are every bit as important.
Bob, why is this being heard by a judge rather than a jury?
there's any number of reasons that would make this possible. I mean, the typical reason that's given for choosing to have a case heard by a judge rather than a jury in a case like this is the thought that the typical jury pool might not have, you know, sort of adequate technical knowledge objectively to evaluate, right, the prudence or otherwise of the particular investment selections made by the portfolio managers. I think the thought is that, well, maybe the judge will be a little bit more dispassionate, a little bit less prone to succumbing to stereotypical images of investment managers and the like. Again, I don't know that that's a correct perception on the part of those who choose to have the cases heard by judges alone, but it does seem to be out there, right? There seems to be a worry that the typical jury pool is going to be sort of biased, partly because they don't really understand what's going on in these cases, and that they're going to have, you know, sort of stereotypes of nasty sort of Wall Street investment manager types, and so they're going to be biased against them, that kind of thing. Again, that seems to be the typical concern of those who seek trial by judge rather than jury in a case like this.
Bob, we only have about 45 seconds, but I understand that the insurers in this case get damages only if they show J.P. Morgan was grossly negligent. That's a contract term.
Yes.
Is that a standard contract term, and how hard is that to of a test to meet?
Well, it is a standard contract term, and it's designed to make it a little bit more difficult, of course, to get a defendant on the hook, right? You had to show not only that they were a bit careless, but that they were, you know, sort of grossly careless, that they were almost, you know, borderline reckless. That does make it a bit harder to win a case like this if you're a plaintiff, but it doesn't make it impossible. And indeed, the more egregious the case and the more frequent, the greater number of such cases brought, the more apt the judges become to sort of crack down and say, all right, we'll find gross negligence here.
Okay, I want to thank Robert Hockett, professor at Cornell University Law School, for joining us here on Bloomberg Law.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.